More people are crossing the U.S. border to Canada, hoping to make a home there. The increase started last year as people who were in the U.S. illegally began to fear they were at increased risk of deportation. Now they are being joined by Haitians and others who fear the end of a program that let them stay in the U.S. legally but temporarily. Lorne Madelon reports.
East Flatbush, Brooklyn, home to many of the 5,000-plus Haitians in New York City living here under a program called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. It's for vetted people who come from countries hit by conflict or natural disaster. And it's allowed thousands of people from Haiti, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua to stay in the U.S. for up to 18 months, sometimes much longer.
This country offered me to stay and work here legally.
Dr. Jay Elias, a physician, was visiting New York City in 2010 when a 7-magnitude earthquake tore into Haiti. Elias was allowed to stay under TPS. It's often been extended, so some people have stayed legally for several years.
So because there were other countries under TPS for many years, I really didn't think that it was really going to be something that will stop abruptly.
It wasn't exactly abruptly. Starting in May, there were signals the TPS was being reconsidered. It ended for Haitians in November, and 2 weeks before, 2,500 Nicaraguans received the same message.
When they said they were ending TPS, I felt crushed.
She and other Haitians in the program must leave by mid-2019.
It was never in my mind that they would put you in a situation of being deported.
These days, phones are ringing at the office of Haitian-born New York City Councilmember Matthew Eugene. The office arranges legal aid for constituents. One of Eugene's aides, Vladimir Edouard, says Haitians across the eastern seaboard want information.
There's been a lot of panic calls from Boston and Florida, from the Haitian communities from all over those areas.
Edouard says he speaks with people here legally under TPS who've left for Canada.
What they're scared of is they don't want to stay here and get kicked out. Canada's giving them an opportunity.
They're going because of a legal paradox, one that actually encourages people to break the law to enter Canada. If you avoid a legal crossing and you cross into Canada anywhere else along the border, you can stay in Canada until your application to remain permanently is heard. That reality and the end of TPS for Haitians is creating a river of refugees across the northern border, 6 hours by car north of Brooklyn, even in the depths of winter. People like Tomas from Haiti, who like others here, is afraid to share his last name.
Because I have beaucoup problem, Haiti.
In the course of one recent day, people from Burundi, Cameroon, Congo, Nigeria, and Yemen also walked across. Others from Syria and Sudan are doing the same.
Do you need any warm socks?
No, I'm gonna have some in my life.
You have warm socks.
Thank you. God bless you.
That's Mansour thanking a private American citizen, Janet McFetridge, for the offer as he gets ready to cross. Mansour's expression is gloomy. He moves slowly toward a ditch separating the U.S. from Canada. He says he can't contemplate returning to war-torn Yemen.
Suffering in this unsafe place.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the RCMP, line up along the ditch. A family of 5 Nigerians is also here. An officer tries to stop them.
This is Canada, right?
The group says it wants to come in.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you're crossing here, you'll be arrested, okay?
Then from the U.S. side, a man from Burundi tells Canadian police that he can't return to the African nation.
They want to kill us over there.
The man crosses, and many others walk in, knowing they won't be deported, at least while their claim for refugee status in Canada proceeds. For NPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon on the New York-Quebec border.